With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Two firefighters are dead and another is in surgery after reportedly being ambushed while responding to a brush fire in Idaho. The firefighters were responding to a call in Coeur d'Alene with the county sheriff, Robert Norris, saying an active shooter continued to fire at law enforcement with high-powered rifles. The group responded to a small brush fire starting to grow when they were then shot at by an unknown person in the woods. Emergency management told people in the area to shelter in place and avoid the area. Authorities also unable to confirm if it's one or more shooters. The Senate beginning a marathon debate on President Trump's spending bill. Senate clerks completed the full reading of the 940-page tax and spend package Sunday afternoon, clearing the way for up to 20 hours of debate. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer forced the reading of the GOP legislation on the floor after it advanced by a slim margin Saturday night. It's unclear if Republicans have enough votes to get it on the president's desk by the 4th of July deadline. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says the attack by the U.S. and Israel has crippled Iran.
The Iranian nuclear program is devastated. A program is more than enriched uranium. It's the centrifuges, it's the facilities, it's the scientists, and it's the weapons, it's the missiles. And between Operation Rising Lion and Operation Midnight Hammer, all of those elements of the program were damaged or destroyed.
Continetti made his comments to Salem Radio Network. North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis announced Sunday that he will not run for re-election in 2026. The two-term Republican said in a statement, the decision is not a hard choice. He said he hasn't exactly been excited about running for another term. His announcement comes after he said that he would oppose President Trump's big, beautiful bill. This is SRN News. A new abortion facility in Chicago will do late-term abortions.
The Hope Clinic has announced it will perform the grisly procedures, the only standalone facility in the entire Midwest to do so. Under Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker, Illinois is trying to become the most liberal state in the region on abortion and therefore a destination for women from pro-life states who want to end their pregnancies. Hope Clinic will be aborting unborn babies who are long past the point of being able to survive outside the womb. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Charities received $593 billion in donations in 2024, a 3.3% increase over 2023 after adjusting for inflation. But donations to religious organizations saw an overall inflation-adjusted decline last year. There were exceptions to that rule, including Compassion International, which had its best fundraising year ever. This is SRN News. Six Americans are detained in South Korea after trying to send 1,600 plastic bottles filled with rice, miniature Bibles, $1 bills, and USB sticks towards North Korea by sea. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The Americans are being investigated on allegations they violated the law on the management of safety and disasters. The officers are not providing personal details of the Americans in line with privacy rules. Kanawha police say they haven't found what's on the USB sticks. For years, activists have sought to float bottles or fly balloons across the border, carrying anti-North Korea propaganda leaflets, a practice that was banned from 2021 to 2023 over concerns it could inflame tensions with the North. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton praising the Supreme Court ruling upholding a state law aimed at blocking kids from seeing pornography online. More details at srnnews.com.